Big Cowboys win coming up in 10 minutes. Right now, 8:41 here on the Dunham and Miller Show. And we do this every Monday morning after a Cowboys game. We get a hold of the owner and general manager and the head coach. And joining us first on the ticket hotline to talk about his team's 28-10 win over Cleveland is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, man. It's certainly good to be with you, and I'm flying high this morning.
I bet you are. That was quite a win.
Oh, it's not because of the win. I just snorted some codeine. I'm having some tooth pain, so I'm on medication.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
But certainly, I mean, it was a win, and we certainly recognize it as such. We're very positive about it, and I don't want to jinx this thing so early in the season, but I just reserved the 17th floor of the Tampa Hyatt. So
already making your Super Bowl plans.
Well, and Jerry Jr. is polishing up his rowdy costume for Tampa, and Tom Leppard just faxed me a parade route.
Oh, no, you better keep that under wraps. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, I know. We don't want that to get out, and I certainly wouldn't want you to tell that to your listeners. But
okay, we won't.
And I don't want to get cocky, but I want us to be humble about this victory, and I want to tip my toupee to our opponent, the Cleveland Browns, who apparently decided to go out there and just let us walk all over them like an abused spouse. So that was fun.
Oh, my God. Well, of course, I guess you'd honor them.
Yes, that's a way to honor them. It is, and it isn't, but we do and don't at the same time.
Sorry.
Of course, we got Wade with us here. Wade's on the extension. Wade, you there? You got us, Wade?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, I got you. Now talk with your mouth hole into the right part of the phone, okay?
Hey, Jerry, we went from good, didn't we? We went from good. Hey, Jerry, I got a question for you.
All right.
Did that win yesterday qualify us for the playoffs?
Well, no, not yet. We still have 15 more games, Wade.
Well, they said on the picture box that we's undefeated.
Well, you are undefeated, and why do you talk like you grew up in the 20s?
Well, the way I see it, we won 100% of our games.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I got to ask you, Coach. At halftime, did you say anything to the team? Do anything differently? I mean, it was kind of nip and tuck there for the first quarter and a half. Did you make any adjustments at halftime?
Well, halftime adjustments overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I didn't have time. I had to. Had to run my trot line to put out on Lake Erie on Saturday night. Now, Jerry, is that a notion, that Lake Erie? You said the Pacific wasn't a lake, but that's a big old body of water, that old Erie.
Yeah, that it is. It's actually a lake, Wade. It's not an ocean. I know you get very confused by all that.
Well, I started thinking it was an ocean because it swamped my bass boat something fierce when we took out that trot line, but caught seven catfish.
Listen, these little trips we're going on are for football, not for fishing.
How about that, though, Jerry? What a football game. I caught seven catfish. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess it was a pretty good day. Yeah.
Another thing about Cleveland, Jerry, they got the best cotton candy in the NFL. Did you try some of that watermelon-flavored cotton candy?
No, I was paying attention to the game, and I didn't try any cotton candy or anything like that.
They also have some of them jumbo dogs that lays in the bun just right. It's about as thick as your wrist, and it lays in that bun just right, and you can put some ketchup on both sides.
All right, now listen. I want you to focus on football and stop thinking about concessions, okay?
Hey, Jerry, did you see them people dressed up as dogs yesterday up there in Cleveland?
Yes, I think I did.
Well, that's a weird thing because a brown's not a dog. I mean, I guess you could have a brown dog like a lab or whatnot. A couple of labs, but they're more yeller than brown.
A good point.
You ever seen that movie, Old Yeller, Jerry?
I think I have, Wade, and it really doesn't matter whether I have or not.
Well, that's the saddest movie, and I was just wondering, how come that's still not showing at the picture show?
Listen, Wade, you've got us so far off track. I brought you on here to talk football with the media, okay? You're supposed to be inspiring confidence in our Cowboy fans. Now you're not doing anything like that. I have an idea for you, Wade. Why don't you hang up the damn phone?
Well, all right, I will. But before I do, let me say this.
Okay.
The Cowboys ride.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
This is new catchphrase.
You see what I'm up against here?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, sir. That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and head coach Wade Phillips. They'll join us every morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose.